There's been much talk about spirituality. In a wide variety of traditions, spirituality is seen as a path toward something, a higher state of awareness, perfection of one's own being, wisdom, or communion with God or with creation, connecting to your I am presence. You know, the old saying, being tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to our higher conscious way of thinking and knowing. Knowing that and connecting to the supreme universal intelligence that this God spark is within and without. We're going to be talking about that today. And welcome in to Affirmations for Living. Of course, I am your host, Reverend Edvige. And this week, we will be discussing spiritual transformation through one of these traditions. And it's a shamanic tradition, and it's called Muay Thai. And if I'm saying it incorrectly, my guests will certainly correct me. So that's good. Today, my guest is Bonnie, and she is an ordained spiritual minister and spiritual counselor. She has worked with the Lakai shamans in the Sacred Valley of Peru and is now blessed to work with the shaman healing energies in her work. She is a certified Yirsi Reiki master and a Reiki teacher and certified in the rites of the Muay Thai healing energies. So what exactly is this? There's a prophecy out there, and this prophecy of the ancient Americas speaks about a new human appearing on the planet, one who lives free of fear and resides in his or her transcendent nature. That sounds very familiar to this ascension process everyone's talking about. The Muay Thai are the codes for this new human, and quite interesting. Spirituality, not to be confused with spiritualism, refers to an ultimate or an alleged immaterial reality, an inner path, enabling a person to discover the essence of who he or she is and their deepest values. And so that's what we're going to be discussing today, spirituality, and then tying it into this particular rite that helps us in this transformation. So I'm really excited to bring that to you today. Before I go on and before I bring her on, I just want to remind you that you can find me on affirmationsforliving.net, and I will be having a app coming forth soon, a phone app. So I'm excited about that and all sorts of different things coming. So I want you to stay tuned to make sure that you stay connected. You can follow me on Facebook, you can follow me on Twitter, and connect with me so we can really start to expand this together.
Good evening.
Hello, Bonnie. How are you? This is Edvige, and
Hi,
you are
Edvige.
live.
Hi, it's so good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited because I have been all over the internet looking at the information on the Muay Thai. And, you have quite a bit on your website. And so before we ever get started into that, I really want to just let everyone know who you are and all the amazing things that you offer. I know you have spiritual painting on your site, which I find fascinating. And you do past life regressions are really wonderful. So if you would just tell the audience who you are and, what spiritual gifts you have and what you offer.
Thank you. I'm Reverend Bonnie Hughes. I have an apartment in New York City, Midtown, and I also have a home in Virginia, in Greenbackville, Virginia, which is on the eastern shore, the Delmarva Peninsula, at the Chincoteague Bay, very close to where the wild ponies run. It's beautiful down there, and I feel very blessed to have the balance of both places right now. Who I am is I am a minister and a counselor. As you said, I do offer past life regressions. I do inner child regressions therapy also. I'm a spiritual medium, which means, as most people know, that I talk to dead people. to keep it simple.
I just love that phrase. I talk to dead people, like that
I
movie.
Talk to dead people, yeah. As a matter of fact, today I did a cleansing on a house in Quebec.
Oh, lovely.
Because, as you know, there is no space where energy and spirit and love are connected.
Absolutely.
There is no space. As I was sitting here preparing, I have my table set up and you're sitting with me. I was inviting you in before you called so that we could be connected on a very definite level not just talking over the phone like we think of, because there is no disconnect. There is no space where love is concerned. With this, I also do readings for people. I use angel cards and spirit. I never know what's going to happen in a session. People come to me for sessions, unless, you know, they've set up a specific for a past life or an inner child. And even then, I don't know what's going to happen, because the spirit guides, the angels, the brothers of light, the saints, the ascended masters, I have a team.
Absolutely. Yes, I so understand and I'm aware.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really important. You know, so many people, they have this one thing that they do. And you have to understand that we are energy and we're unique in
yes.
that. And so you never know what blocks, what issues from any lifetime where that may be, what is holding you back per se, or what your team of your own guides is trying to relate to you. And so it's wonderful that you can go to someone like Bonnie who can assist you and not be stuck with, well, this is all I know, so, you know, this is it, this is what you're going to get, make it fit. No, it's right? It's
that's
important
right.
to be open so that whatever it shows up like, and that's the thing, even with all these universal laws, the law of allowing is a very important one, because we just have to sit back and allow whatever is for our best and highest good to begin to unfold and be revealed to us.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, that's very important. Before I go too far, let me give out the call-in number so that anyone listening, you want to participate, ask a question to either Bonnie or myself, we would be more than happy to answer that as best we can for you. And that call-in number is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. And so, please, I invite you to call in and experience, because I'm feeling the energy already, so to experience that guidance that comes forth for you. So please continue.
Oh, yeah. Life is amazing, isn't it?
Yes,
life is
it
beautiful,
is.
And we are so blessed. You know, so often in our lifetimes, what we want to do is control everything. Mm. And there's only a few things we can control, each of us.
Absolutely.
That is our actions, our own reactions, and our own thoughts.
Our thoughts.
Other than that, you know, once you start to control those, your life becomes so much easier.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Those are the only things you really need control, because we understand as energy, and I'm always preaching this literally week after week after week. If we were to become aware that we are energy and that we can bend, fold, and mold that energy through our feelings, through our thoughts, that means what we're putting out there, folks, this is how you control it. If you want to change the situation that you're in, change your thinking, vibrate to the new thought, and then send that out to the universe. And that will bend itself, mold itself, and return to you that which you are a match to, that which you are likened to. And so it's really that simple.
Yeah.
However,
Well, we, as physical beings, as humans, you know, we get caught up in drama.
Mm-hmm.
And we want, you know, we like, actually, we almost get addicted to drama, as it were. And we forget the fact that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, not the other way around. We're not physical beings having a spiritual experience once in a while. When we can connect to the fact that we are, in truth, spiritual beings in this physical body, and the body is referred to in the temple as, or in the Bible as the temple. And it's where our spirit resides while we're here right now.
And we are to honor that. We are to cherish that. We are to pay attention to it. And guess what? We're to give it a little more value than we do. We get so stuck in the everyday, I got to go to work, I got to do this, I got to get up, I got to feed the kids, I got to do this, I got to grocery shop, I have to do this,
yeah.
I have this project. When do you take the time for your spiritual self, understanding that you're a spiritual being, just having this physical experience? And so why do we give so much credence and so much importance to this physical experience and not pay attention to our spiritual self? Shouldn't we then, if we understand that we're spiritual, shouldn't we put more attention into it? So that means whatever for you, prayer, taking a walk in nature and communicating with God, sitting in quiet meditation and contemplation is more important, believe it or not, folks, more important than all this physical stuff you're doing. It's important to have the being of your God presence.
Take the time. Start your day by saying, use me today. How can I be of service today?
Yes.
How can I be a light to someone else today? How can I help someone else on their journey?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you stop living your life. That means you are an open channel.
Absolutely. And in so doing, you're fulfilling your purpose. You know, everyone wants to know as they begin to awaken, what am I here to do? I hear this still small voice. What am I here to do? Start to pay attention. Be nicer to somebody, right? Smile. Give love. Send love to everyone. And as you begin to do that, wow, look at the transfiguration that will begin to appear on the outside. And
Oh my gosh.
Yes, we can do an awful lot.
Have an attitude of gratitude in everything you do.
Yeah.
Find at least three things, you know, in the morning and in the afternoon to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Walk around with that attitude of gratitude, and no matter what happens,
things don't go
the way you expect. Give thanks.
Give thanks. Because it's going the way it's supposed to at that particular moment to show you
there
something.
You go.
And so, you know, even when in our perception something doesn't seem to be going quite right, understand that there may be a hidden agenda, a hidden reason, and that it's to get you somewhere. And so to be grateful for everything. If you, you know, you've been praying for abundance and you happen to walk down the sidewalk and you see a penny, guess what, folks? Pick it up.
Yes.
Give thanks. Bless it. Right? Be grateful for it, and then say to the universe, now multiply it, for I am thankful for this. I recognize that the flow is now flowing towards me. You see,
yes.
You have to find something in the littlest of things to give thanks and praise for so that those things can then turn into more and more and more. But if you look at it and you curse it and you look at it and say, oh, what can I do with that? Well, then what are you telling the universe when we understand that it's energy? So
That's really
important to really start to pay attention to all of those things. Now, there are how many rites? Because I really want to get into the Munikai.
The Munikai has 9 rites.
Okay.
And actually, it wasn't until 2006 that the 9th rite became available and came into this country.
Mm-hmm.
The Munikai began... There's variance between 30,000 and 100,000 years ago with the medicine women, men and women that lived over in Europe in the beautiful lush green lands. And they worked their way through Siberia over the cap when there was still walking room and came down through North America and into South America and stopped different places. Mm-hmm. So all of our shaman in the different belief systems are from that organization, and they all have a group of these. The Munikai that we're using actually come from the high Andes.
Okay.
With the Quero. And Munikai from the Quero language means, I love you.
Wow.
Isn't that
amazing.
I ran into a gentleman on the road. I live in New York, as I said, and months ago I was walking down the street. It was before summer, and the gentleman just had a little coat on, and he was getting on a pink bicycle, and something about him really drew my eyes, and I don't ignore things like that when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at him, and I caught his eyes, and their way of saying, I love you, is to put your hand on your heart and say, Mune. And so I looked at him, and I had no idea. Here I am in the middle of New York, and I put my hand on my heart, and I looked at him, and I said, Mune. And he looked at me, and he did the same thing back.
Wow.
We are connected.
We are.
We are connected.
That's fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, the Laka, who were the shaman that I worked with last year, I had the blessing of going down to Peru in the high Andes and working with the Laka shaman, and they're just regular men and women who live extraordinary lives, who are connected to this. I had received my rites the first time in 08, upstate New York, and then I received it just last year from the Laka shaman in the high Andes. Each day, a different rite. And
Wonderful.
It was Amazing. It was amazing. And, you know, if people are interested, I suggest you find someone who's giving the rites. If you have received the rites of the Mune Key, you can give the rites of the Mune Key.
Now, do you have to do this in person, or can you do it like you
It is in person.
It's in person.
It's
okay.
Much like you with the Reiki rites,
mm-hmm.
with
okay.
the attunements with Reiki, mm-hmm. whether it's the Yusui or the Karuna, you need to be there in person to receive it. It's a touching of the heads. It's a hands-on. It's very powerful.
Wonderful.
So now, it really is.
I know that these are 9 gates that heal us and transform our human energy field into that of the Homo Luminous.
Homo Luminous. Can you imagine? That's what we're becoming. Homo
yes.
Luminous. I love that whole idea, that whole feeling. We have a luminous energy field around us that is expanding, and that's what we are connecting to. You know, we've heard
our
of the aura.
Our light bodies, folks, for those who
yes.
don't.
Yes, yes, the auric yeah. field, all of that. The Homo Luminous is what's expanding, and once we start to clear that, which is part of what happens with the Mune Key,
mm-hmm.
With each of the rites, you know, the first is the healer's rite, the second is the bands of power, the third is the harmony rites, the fourth is the seer's rite. I noticed the thing you sent out talked about the seer's rites.
Yes,
each
that
of
caught
these,
my attention.
Yeah, well, don't we all want to see, hear, know?
Absolutely.
Do we yeah. want to? We want to attune what I call the clairs. You know, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance, mm-hmm. all of the clairs, so that we can be truly tuned more to hear that voice, like you mentioned earlier, that still small voice. Everyone is intuitive. To
yes.
a degree, everyone is intuitive. We are taught by the world that this isn't true, that we can't do that. You know, but if you watch a child, a little tiny child that's still in the stroller, and often they will look at you and smile, and then their face will go up above you, and they will get a bigger smile on
I
their face.
I see that all the time for me. As a matter of fact, I had this one experience where I was in a little cafe, and the attention of a little toddler, he probably was, I don't even know if he was maybe a year, so not even a toddler, and he was looking above my head and smiling.
Yes.
And so then his, I caught his eye looking, and I'm like, oh, he's looking above at my light. And so his mom.
Or your angels.
His mom picked him up and moved him to the other side of the room. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn and look because I know he's still looking. And he found me again, and he was still looking. He would not turn away, regardless of where in the room she moved with him. He was fixated.
Oh, it's the angels they see.
Yes.
It's the angels. My cat doesn't know it can't see angels or fairies or any light beings
mm-hmm.
of love and light. They don't know it yet, so they can. It's the world that teaches us we cannot.
Absolutely.
My mother
well,
had
with everything. The world teaches us, you know, limitation and lack.
Yes.
And that's what we have to transmute because there is no such thing.
That's exactly right. The only limitations we have are the ones we accept.
Yes. Those
that's
we place
the only
ourselves.
Ones we have. My mom had Alzheimer's near the end of her life. And she was, you know, you go through the grief of all of that because when you lose someone to Alzheimer's, it's like losing the person ahead of time. But she was still a beautiful, amazing spirit. And I was in the nursing home with her, visiting her, and I'm looking at her, and all of a sudden she's smiling. She had lost her voice at this point. Mm-hmm. It was near the end of her time. And she's looking at me smiling, and then she puts her eyes up above me, and she got this most beatific smile on her face. And I said to her, "You see her, don't you?" And she shook her head, "Yes." I said, "She's beautiful, isn't she?" And she smiled so brightly and said, "Yes," with her face. And she was seeing because she knew she could.
Absolutely. Yes, and definitely as we get towards that transitioning time, all the veils have come down at that point. And
that's
so
right.
You can see everything. Yes.
And at the beginning with the children, with our animals. Okay, if you have a couple of animals and you lose one of them, watch the one that's left. First of all, they're going to mourn because they miss them. And then watch if they start playing. You know, they're companion comes back in energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't feel it. We don't see it because we don't believe we can. When we do, I mean, as I was preparing for you this, for this, my mother came in so strongly, I thanked her because I always enjoy her presence when I'm doing something like this.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's true for me. I always call on my team and I always ask, what is the message that you want to come forth in this transmission, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, yeah, we're blessed if we understand that we have that connection. And we're here because we want everyone to know that they too can connect to all that they are, because they are so much more than what this appearance limitation is. It's
fascinating. We get caught up in the drama of life and we forget it. Yeah. You know, the fear is all that keeps us from doing this. There's only fear and love. That's all there is, and all the negative comes from fear.
From fear, absolutely. Now, let's go over the rights individually, because I'd like everyone to know exactly what they are, and so that if it calls to them, that's something that they will pursue.
When you're ready, you will know it, and the people will be brought to you. This is what I've found. Many, many years ago, I was meditating, and I was actually doing a distance healing on someone. And after I finished that, I heard from the angels telling me, Reiki. And I went, what? They said, Reiki. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they said, you need to find someone, and someone will come into your life to help you with Reiki. So I said, okay, well, you'll have to help me with this, because I don't know what this is. And at that point, my sister does the same work in Pennsylvania, and she writes to me in an email, and she says, I'm going to take Reiki. I said, okay, I'm hearing. Tell me what it is. To my sister, I said, and she's told me she'll let me know after. So I said, okay, I need to know more about this. I was doing some work at Mount Sinai, the hospital here in the city, working with students to help them become more conscientious doctors, as it were, clinical competency. And one of the girls that was there to do this work, too, I knew was a massage therapist and had done a lot of studies. And so I said to her, I said, tell me, are you a Reiki master and teacher? She says, yeah. I said, okay, we have to talk afterwards. So she came into my path within a couple weeks, and she came here to my apartment with a couple of other people, and we had class for Reiki 1 and then Reiki 2, and then I received master and teacher. And this is how it will be with the Mune Key also. This is what happened with me with that. It comes to you.
Absolutely. It happens like that for everything when you when you're tuned in, tapped and turned on. That's how the Merkaba meditation came to me. I actually was at my store that I had at the time, and one of my customers came in and said, you know, I found this really cool crystal, and look how pretty the shape is. And I'm like, okay. And it was called the Merkaba. I'm like, oh yeah, that is really cool. And then 3 weeks later, I get an email from a totally different person, and they said, there's this Flower of Life workshop coming into town. They need a home to host it. Would you be interested? And they're teaching the Merkaba meditation activation. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I will. You know? And that's how it came to me. And so that's the thing. When the student is ready, everything shows up, and you will definitely find the teacher. Yeah. For me in Reiki, I took Reiki 1 because in meditation one day, and the reason why I even started to meditate, literally, I have been visited by our benevolent friend since I was 12 years old. And I don't know, 4 years or so ago, I'm, you know, in that wee morning state, where my awake sleep state, where I get all sorts of visitations and leave body and do all sorts of lovely, amazing things. I found myself literally standing, and, well, I'll tell a little bit of the story. I found myself in this room, and this room was about a 10 by 10 foot room with ornate furniture in it. And the room had a doorway and led to the next room, led to the next room. There were no hallways. And so I'm in one room, and then I walk into the next, and I said, well, boy, if the walls would come down, we would see the entire kingdom. And so then I move on to the third or so room, and there are all of these beautiful sheets of fabric, sort of like chiffon type fabric in earth colors. And there had to be thousands of them. And I'm walking under them as they're billowing, hitting me in the face as the veils are being lifted. And I'm walking under them all. And I get to the end of all of this, and there is this tall, benevolent Syrian woman standing there from Sirius, and she says to me, "We're ready to teach you. It is time to meditate." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And so that's, I mean, really, they have to come and tell me what to do. And so that's when I began to meditate, and then that's when this whole thing with all started. And so it's very interesting, the process and how all of it unfolds for us, but we have to be open channels and then hold on to the light. Stay steadfast to God, you know, because all sorts of things will come to you when you begin to open, but you need to make sure that you're a clear channel for God and God only.
What I do whenever I prepare for a session, for this phone call, for anything, I ask that God's loving angels surround, enfold, comfort, and protect me in a beautiful bubble of God's light.
But, amen to that.
Wherever I am, God is.
Amen.
And when my mother was alive and I was a teenager and started going out at night, you know, she would tell me, "Give me a kiss when you get home so I know you're okay." And so one morning I came down and I said, "Mom, why don't you wait up for me like everybody else's mother and yell at me and stuff like that?" She goes, "What good would that do to be fearful?" She says, "I see you surrounded, enfolded, comforted, and protected in a beautiful bubble of God's love. Wherever you are, God is." And I got to tell you, I have claimed that in so many situations where it didn't look like it was a good place for me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never been in trouble.
And that's because you believe and you know that we are so protected and loved.
Yes, and I accept it.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Wow. So important.
We can't let fear get in there. You know, we all have that big but.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, I let you do this, but.
Let go of the but. Yes.
Yeah, let go of our big butts. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. That's a great diet. Letting go of butt diet.
There you go. That's the only big butt that'll really get in our way.
Yeah, that's true. Indeed. So the first is the foundational rites, and the first one is of healers.
The healers rite, and that connects you to a lineage of luminous healers that are from the past. And when we do this rite, they come to assist in your personal, each of you, each of us, our personal transformation. It awakens the healing power in your hands so that everyone that you touch is blessed. And you are. These luminous ones then work in our sleep to heal the wounds of the past and of our ancestors. You know, everybody talks about karma and the imprint of the past and all of that. This helps to release all of that.
Oh, wonderful.
That's why we can become luminous beings.
That's fascinating to me. I'll have to tell you, all of my experiences have been so organic, and they have literally had me on this path where I'm just they're helping me. My team truly is just clearly making the way for me. I'll never forget, in meditation, all of a sudden my hands began to heat up and vibrate extremely strongly, and they've been doing that ever since. But the healing flame ignited. And now and that's what, you know, I'm like, "Oh my goodness, what is this?" And so then I'm like, "Well, Reiki, they do something with the hands, right?" And so then I went and took Reiki 1 so I would know positions to put the hands on. But literally, my hands just ignited, and I knew that I had the healing flame had been ignited within them.
Exactly right, yes.
And, well, to say the least, how they have been coming in and healing and working on me. And literally, I've done my own soul retrievals, found myself in past lives and doing all sorts of things with my power animals with me.
It's like, there you go.
What's going on? But it's been all organic and all just, you know.
I hear that. That's how I've done so much of it. Yes, yes.
It's fascinating. Yes. Fascinating. But not everyone is in that place of just complete allowance, right?
Well, fear. It's fear that blocks us. It really is. And we're not here, all here for the same reason.
Correct.
You know, it's like everyone's gift is different, and none are less or more.
Or more, absolutely.
They are all, you know, no one is better, no one is worse. We are all here to support. I used to sing around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'd sing for 2 people or 20,000. It didn't matter.
It doesn't matter, I know.
You let your voice reach out in love and light. That was always my prayer.
Yes.
And, you know, people would say to me, I wish I could do that. And it's like, well, you know, it's good you can't because I need an audience. You know, we all have different gifts. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. That's what we're here for. That's why you're doing a radio show and I'm not.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, for the listening audience, I really want to emphasize, this is not about comparison because we have our unique and special gifts. And yours might be to live a normal existence. And in that existence, you find contentment in it. And guess what? That adds to the light. Or it may be to hold that space, right? That hold that space of love and go into areas where we wouldn't want to go. But you can go into those rough areas and be that space of love, or it can be the teacher, the healer. It's all different and unique to each and every one of us, but each is as important because they all add to the light.
We are all teachers. Everyone that is alive is a teacher. The animals are a teacher. We are each one a teacher. Mm-hmm. And when we realize that, and again, begin our day by saying, excuse me.
Absolutely.
Show me how I can be of service to someone today. That doesn't mean go out and work in a soup kitchen unless you feel drawn to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That means listen, be aware. If you see someone that maybe needs you to say, are you okay? Do it. Or if you get someone's name in your head, call them and see if they're okay. Reach out to people. Or if you're a teacher, like you mentioned, oh my gosh, what a huge, huge job that is. Or a mother or a father.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are such special teaching jobs.
Yes, they are. So now, what is the next rite?
The second one is the bands of power. These are 5 luminous belts that are woven into your luminous energy field, the LEF, and they're for your protection. And this is something you receive during the initiation rites.
Mm-hmm.
They're activated. They're already there, but until they're activated, they don't work for you. And once they do, I got to tell you, you got to see what happens.
Wow.
It really is amazing. I've seen visually, you know, with other people who have had this done and with people I've worked with, how it can help them. The third one is the harmony rite.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the transmission of the 7 archetypes into the chakras. You first receive the archetypes into each of your chakras, which then work for you. Mm-hmm. They help to clear, to cleanse, to align your chakras. When I go to sleep at night, I ask for a clearing, cleansing, and aligning, because just walking around in this world, we pick up negativity.
Absolutely.
So I ask that be released, and the same thing for my auric field and my luminescent field.
Mm-hmm.
Please clear it out.
Okay.
Another thing to do when you go to sleep is ask to be taught.
Yes.
Ask.
And
ask.
You know, and that's so important because it's setting our intention. Even when you go into meditation, what are you meditating? Just you can set an intention if you want clarity or, you know, you want your guidance to come through. You can ask and set that intention. And definitely upon going to sleep, because sleep, as we know, we're going into those astral, you know, plane and higher. And so depending on where you are and what you are allowing in, you can ask to see all sorts of things and to be taken into schools of learning and to expand your growth on that side. You can ask for your karma to be released. All sorts of things can take place during the sleep state. So it's amazing. And we really need to understand the power that's within that state.
Well, we're not resistant when we're sleeping.
Yeah.
We're open. I always ask the angels and the archangels to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not remember what happens, but that doesn't matter. It's happening.
It's happening, and believe.
When you ask, it's happening. Yeah. And the fourth transmission is the one you mentioned, the seer's rites.
Okay.
And this opens the pathways, the extrasolar pathways of light that help us to visually see, hear, understand, imagine, know things.
Mm-hmm.
Our imagination is wonderful.
It is.
It helps us to connect with all of this. And, you know, when I've had people say, well, I can't see that, I said, then imagine it.
Well, and the reason why you can imagine it is because your subconscious does not know the difference between what is what you're looking at. If I'm holding something in front of my eyes or I close my eyes and I imagine it, the subconscious doesn't know the difference. And so that's where
right.
that old saying, fake it till you make it, comes in.
That's
why.
Right.
And
that's
you then
exactly right.
And condition yourself, and before you know it, your inner vision is clear and you've opened everything up, and now you can see with that inner vision. It's amazing. It's amazing to have that inner vision open and that third eye going. I love to close my eyes and see because there's so much. It's like I close my eyes, I see colors, they spiral, they create a vortex. Now they'll even strobe because I'm moving through the dimension so quickly. They will actually strobe. And sometimes I come back so fast that I'm dizzy. It's like, whoa, that was a real shot.
Well, and the other thing, you know, for the audience to know is there is no right or wrong way to see, feel, hear, or know.
Sure.
We all do it differently. What she's doing is amazing. Is amazing. You know, and sometimes when I say to people, I see your grandmother, your mother, whoever it is, sometimes it's a visual, sometimes it's a mind picture, sometimes it's a thought picture. It's all different. It's not always the same for me or for anyone.
Wow.
And there is no right or wrong way for you, so trust what you get. If you have questions, ask. I argue with my guides, with my angels.
You know,
what?
Sometimes it'll come in as an intuitive sort of feeling.
Yes.
Times it'll be so strong, you're like, okay. And then sometimes it may actually be words. I mean, sometimes you'll actually hear them speaking to you. You know, I've actually heard an outside voice. Sometimes it'll be an inside voice. Sometimes it'll be a feeling. And sometimes it will be the images. And so you really have to just become aware and pay attention because all sorts of things start to unfold and come to you in different ways every time. So
but it's like any other muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
True.
The more you say yes.
Yes.
The more you listen and say yes. Okay, I understand that. And, you know, I walk around talking to myself all the time.
Thank goodness
for Bluetooth, you know, or whatever that's called. Because other people are talking to themselves too, so nobody pays attention anymore.
Exactly. You know, pretend you're talking on your phone.
There you go. My hair's long. It's over my ear. They can't see.
Yeah, they can't see. I know. But it's so interesting, and we'll have conversations, and it's so, you know, it's wonderful to actually be able to connect. And they've told me all sorts of, you know, so amazing things. But also, they're there. Your team is there to assist you for the slightest and the smallest of things.
Oh, so, my gosh.
You know, I mean, funny
nothing's
thing.
Nothing's too big, nothing's too
nothing's
small.
Nothing's too small. I'll never forget one day I was driving to my store, and I had a bowl of soup, and it was in a ceramic bowl with a glass lid, and it was in its container, its little carrying case, and I had it on the seat, the passenger side, and I'm driving, and the voice says, be careful, your soup's about to fall. It's about to fly. And I'm like, what? My soup's about to fly? What is that about? I said, there's nothing going on in traffic. I'm fine. Whatever. So I pick up my phone and I'm talking. You know, it has the earpiece, so obviously I'm not holding it. And I'm driving through traffic. The next thing I know, the car in front of me stops suddenly. I have to stop abruptly. And what went flying?
The soup.
All over. And I'm like, you know what's so wonderful, though? They love us so much. They didn't say, and I told you so.
That's right. But they laughed.
They did. It's like, we told you so.
Uh-huh.
And so all sorts of things happen. It's
Oh, my gosh. If you want help finding your keys, ask.
Ask. Yeah.
There's no guilt either. You don't take the angels or your guides from anybody else. The angels are energy. They can help 50 bazillion people at once.
All at the same time.
Your wants are not less.
Amen.
That's and, right. All yeah. at the same time.
And we have to remember that. We are important. We are divine beings.
Oh.
And we chose to come down to expand. And so yes. understand the reverence, really, that they have for us. Because you know what? It's not always the easiest being here in physical form, is it? And
no.
we step down in dimension. We step down to be lesser than who we truly and divinely are so that the whole could expand. That's mighty. That truth is mighty. And so we have to give ourselves props that we did that. And so, yes, they are more than happy to assist in the least of our needs. Trust
that's right.
me. So that's wonderful. So then we move to the lineage rites.
Right. That, these are the vibrations of the angels and the archangels. The first
okay.
one is the daykeeper's rite. And this you connect to the lineage of masters from the past. The daykeepers are able to call on the ancient altars to heal and bring balance to the earth. It just helps us to connect. I have to tell you, I was not so much an activist about taking care of the earth. I loved Mother Earth. I always have. But once I was tuned to these rites, I've become so much more conscious of Mother Earth.
Well, as
and
we should, yes.
And the pain we've caused her. I mean, I've always been aware of it. You know, and I've always recycled and done all of this and everything. But it's like we have such a responsibility to all of life on this planet.
And to recognize that all of life has value, you know,
yes.
whether it be a tree or that puppy that you adore, all life is energy, and so all life has God.
And Mother Earth is life.
Is life, yes.
She is life. She provides everything for us. If you look at the way she's made, she has a heartbeat. She has the water that flows like our blood flows. You know, she inhales, she exhales. Look at the trees. They breathe. They give us oxygen. Yeah. You know, all of our plant
all
food
of our
comes
food,
from
everything from the mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything
so,
comes from Mother Earth. And this one is to help bring humans into harmony with Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does make a difference within us. We change when we get these rites in
wonderful.
Such a wonderful way.
So now, is
you know,
that
I'm not crusading.
The ancestors? Is that calling in the ancestors, or that's even deeper than that?
It's the lineage of the masters from the past. Not
wow.
the ancestors, the masters. Those, what it says here, they call on the sun to rise each day. They bring us into harmony with Mother Earth. They are more than humans.
Mm.
They are the masters. They are the midwives, herbalists, and curanderas. This rite helps us to heal our inner feminine, step beyond fear, and practice peace.
Wonderful.
This
wonderful.
Is, I mean, that's such a powerful rite.
Yes.
It really is. And the next one is called the Wisdom Keeper's Rite.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, you connect to a lineage of luminous teachers from the past and the future. We're not limited just to what was. We are open to what
well,
is.
Well, because
also.
We are becoming well, we are co-creators. But
yes.
as we move out of this linear way of thinking and we move into
yes.
more of a circular timeline, if you want to create a timeline, yes, we'll be able to connect to both the past and the future all
we can now.
At the same
yeah.
time. Yeah.
It's front and back and sideways
yeah.
and up and down and every
yep.
which way.
Yes.
It's, you know, this rite helps us to heal our inner masculine, step outside of time, become steeped in the medicine teachings, and to taste infinity. We've all heard of people who can be in one place and another place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we heard about it back in
Jesus' time.
But
exactly.
it happens today. I was doing a meditation many years ago, and this amazing Indian man came to me with such power. Oh, my gosh. It was like it almost knocked me over. His power was so great. Mm-hmm. And so we visited a while, and he continued to come to me. And so I mentioned to my sister, and she said, check and see if he's Sai Baba, who was at that time alive in India.
Mm-hmm.
He's passed over the past couple of years. And so I went to his site, and oh my gosh, it was him.
Wow.
Sai Baba. And so I didn't sign anything. I didn't fill out my name. I didn't put an address or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And after I was finished, and he said he was going to pass when he was 83, so guess what he did? And a month later, I get a calendar in the mail from Sai Baba.
Wow.
And it's one of those flip calendars that you can continue to use every year. So I give thanks every year. And the same thing happened with Mother Mira. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's an avatar that comes. She's from India. She has a place in Germany, and she comes to this country. And before I went to see her, she was coming to New York, and I had made a reservation. And before I went to see her, she started coming to see me.
It's through the intention that you set to want to connect, and so they connected.
Or with Sai Baba, I had no idea he was around.
Wow.
But when we open, there is no spatial difference. You know, like I was talking about clearing a house in Quebec. I've done one in Dallas. I've done one in Cleveland. I wasn't in any of those towns. This is how spirit and angels and love works. All of it is only in love and light. This is something that each of you can claim. I claim that the work I do is only in love and light.
And
bring
light.
Those to me who will benefit from my love, from my light, and let my love and light flow out to the world.
That's beautiful.
That's our job.
Yes, indeed it is. Okay, let's cover the other three because we actually are beginning to run short on time.
Oh.
I know, it goes quickly.
The next one is the Earth Keeper's Rite, and this connects you to the archangels that are the stewards of all life on Earth. The archangels love us. And the angels love us. They want to work with us. They don't interfere unless it's life or death and not our time. But if we ask them, they are there with bells on, literally. But the Earth Keeper's Rites connect us to this.
Okay.
And it connects us to the stars and the sun, our local star. And it helps us to learn ways of dreaming the world into being, like you were talking about.
Wonderful. Wow.
It opens that up for us. And then there's the Star Keeper's Rite. This rite anchors you safely to the time after the great change set to occur, in like 2 months.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not going to happen all of a sudden, boom, 12, 21, 12. It's been happening for 26,000 years.
Correct.
And it has been more and more happening. This physical body begins to evolve into homo luminous. The aging process is slowed down. That's a great thing, isn't it? Your DNA is reinformed. We are healing differently. We no longer have to have the conditions of our parents, of our ancestors. Oh, my grandfather died at this age of this, so therefore I will. No. Our DNA is reinformed, and you become more resistant to dis-ease. These are some powerful rites.
Absolutely.
The last rite, which has just come into this country in 2006, is the Creator Rite. This one, just reading these, I get goosebumps. This awakens the Creator light within and brings forth a sense of stewardship for all creation. From the smallest grain of sand to the largest cluster of galaxies in the universe, there is no difference. Horton, here's a who. Once attained only through direct transmission from spirit, now it's possible to transmit from one person to another with the Creator rights.
We are co-creators, indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. Absolutely fascinating. I hope that anyone interested, you'll Google and you can find a facilitator near you.
Yes.
Since you have to do it in person.
It's the Munay Key. It's M-U-N-A-Y hyphen K-I. Munay Key Rites.
And, of course, I will have your website up on my host page in the archive. So they'll
Thank
be
you.
Able to connect with you directly if they want to, you know, use any of those other services that you offer, which are fascinating. A lot of times, we need to, you know, look at past lives and look at different things and aspects of ourselves to see where we need to put a little more emphasis on the healing process. So that's always wonderful to be able to do that. So I want to thank you so much. I will speak with you soon.
Well, and I do sessions on the phone all over the world. So, you know, that can't be a limitation.
Okay.
Ever for people. And again, if you check her site, my website will be on there and you can get the phone number or email to contact me.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Oh, it's been such a blessing. Thank you, Avijah. I appreciate the work you do. I send blessings and love to you. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it, everyone. Another amazing episode of Affirmations for Living. I want to thank you once again. You can find me at affirmationsforliving.net, and you can follow me on Facebook. Like I said earlier, I will have a phone app available shortly so that you can connect anywhere you are. I do spiritual life coaching if you want to go to my site and book a session with that. Let me leave you with this. It's a wonderful prayer that I'd like to leave you with. May the peace of God be upon your house. May the love of God be in your heart. May the light of God be in your souls. May the wisdom of God be in your minds. May the virtue and purity of God be in your feelings. May the strength and vitality of God be among the members of your household. May the health and well-being of God be manifest through your bodies and the garments in which you wear. May the grace of God be in your worship. May the talents and genius of God be manifest through your senses. And may the fullness of the victory of your own God plan be manifest through your soul at the close of your earth life. And that is from beloved Kuan Yin, goddess of mercy, goddess of compassion. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you, and bye-bye.